With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. One person is dead, two are injured, and a suspected gunman is dead after a shooting on a Norfolk, Virginia college campus.
The FBI's Dominique Evans says Mohammed Jallo, a former Army National Guard member, walked into a room at the Old Dominion Business School building.
Prior to him conducting this act of terrorism, he shouted, stated Allah Akbar.
It's not immediately clear how the shooter died.
There were students that were in that room that subdued him and rendered him no longer alive.
Audio from WVEC. Jallo pleaded guilty in 2016 to attempting to provide material support to the Islamic State. I'm Ed Donahue.
A man is dead after authorities say he launched an attack at a Michigan synagogue, ramming a vehicle into the building before a fire ignited in the worship space that also houses a preschool. The suspect drove into Temple Israel in West Bloomfield Township before security staff at the synagogue opened fire. President Trump gives words of support after the attack.
Before we begin, I want to send our love to the Michigan Jewish community and all of the people in Detroit, Detroit area, following the attack on the Jewish synagogue early today. And I've been briefed, fully briefed, and it's a terrible thing, but it goes on. We're going to be right down to the bottom of it.
An American military refueling plane has gone down in Iraq and rescue efforts are underway. U.S. Central Command said Thursday that the KC-135 aircraft is part of the operation against Iran, but the crash isn't due to hostile fire or friendly fire. The military says two aircraft were involved. This is SRN News. Will Graham is getting ready to visit Mississippi.
The grandson of Billy Graham is set to preach the gospel March 21st and 22nd at the Gulf Coast Coliseum in Gulfport. Graham says, quote, "There is a burden to see the gospel proclaimed in this pivotal region. I'm going to share what the Bible has to say and point to the Savior, Jesus Christ." He will be joined at the festival by several contemporary Christian music artists. Some 145 churches throughout the region have come together to organize the event. Michael Harrington reporting.
International Christian Concern says there's a war against the Bible going on all around the globe. Simply owning a copy of the scriptures can result in capital punishment in North Korea, Yemen, and Afghanistan. In countries such as Somalia or Mauritania, Bibles cannot be printed, translated, sold, or imported. Iranian authorities have forbidden the translation of the scriptures into Farsi. This is SRN News. Senegal is the latest African country to toughen punishment for homosexual acts.
Senegal's parliament has approved a bill that toughens punishment for homosexuality in a largely conservative Western African nation. It doubles the punishment from prison sentences of 1 to 5 years to between 5 and 10 years. In another change, the bill would now punish what it calls the promotion or financing of homosexuality. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The United States has punched its ticket to the quarterfinals of the World Baseball Classic. The Americans got the help they needed from Italy, which beat Mexico 9-1 on Wednesday night. The Americans will stay in Houston to meet Canada on Friday night. Italy will play Puerto Rico in the other quarterfinal on Saturday. Italy had beaten the U.S. 8-6 earlier. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.